sometimes they brought us into the world, saved our lives. As we handed down more and more tasks to them, our gratitude was only magnified. Eventually, they superseded us, transcending our own abilities, began to earn our respect. But where do you draw the line between being entertained and being dominated? Just about the time our car broke down, the reality began to sink in. We were lost, freezing to death on the desolate plains of Quebec. The Project Octoset constituted the largest military contract the world has ever known. The engineers predetermined that their program's thoughts and reactions would become exponentially humanized. The program was made autonomous. Just a few days ago, the world could account for 67,000 nuclear weapons. Today, there's less than 10,000. And the dust is impenetrable, suffocating. I can't explain how we survived that storm, but when I awoke in a refugee camp to offerings of tea and sage, the polar children were already busy playing. It was the first time I had ever seen them laugh. At nightfall, the refugees came together, a youthful call resonating through the frayed threads of our reality, resounding in imagery, a new spirit locked in molten steel, traversing the ashes to finish us off. We should have gotten out of there. The polar children dissolved into one being in a sort of systematic celestial breakdown. It liberated the inherent powers of all that's tangible, consolidating all matter into one entity. Was this the polar inertia? It's very rare that I'm consciously awake. I've been swallowed up into the fabric woven by the turbulence that makes up our internal voyage. Our adventure is that of being completely engulfed towards a vaginal world where all forms are united. Where nothing is certain, there's no way out, not a single perspective, only magma. There's no need to feel anything more, just lose yourself. Close your eyes and embrace the kinematic optic.
Two, one. Thank you.